Sita is the son of
Sita is the son of Sutapuza the first. Although the reigning monarch, of course, was in Swati. Sipa had a younger brother in Lapu. But Sipa, unfortunately, had no issue at all. He died before he married. Although he had ladies who had fallen in love with him, so that when he died, Lapu, his brother, got married to these ladies. And therefore, any children from him were not his, according to our custom. They belonged to people, their own people, actually, had died. My grandfather is therefore comes from Fipa, who, if it were not for the Swazi custom, would not have been born. But then, of course, as we say it ourselves, Lapu entered Fipa's house and produced Mbayimbayi, who is my grandfather. And then Mbayimbayi son is Majozi, whose other two names are Ndabangulu and Mkumbuzi. And then, of course, Ndabangulu's son is myself. Of course, Ndabu had his own lovers from whom he produced his own children. These were the reigning chief, of course, became Manibane, and then Jaha, and then the present one, Kaulela. These are other one, but of course, not very far from here. Fipa and Lapu as brothers during the reign of Mswati, many of Pantotengos were killed because of the suspect that and the Ndlovukazi Matolo Mafisha had, in fact, asked the Mswati not to kill his children and Fipa and Lapu. He told him they were not involved in this dispute at all. But Mswati's warriors, only Mahamba Higgins, killed Fipa, who was my grandfather. And this man, Lapu, escaped. But he had been pierced with a spear in his stomach, which he pulled away and threw away, and the intestines came out of him. He was holding it, and he jumped into the pool, swimming pool, hid himself behind the grass. And in this way, when they rushed to look at him, to look for him, they couldn't see him. They thought, therefore, he'd been swallowed by the crocodile or had been dead. So they just mushed off, the warriors mushed off. And then, in the process, women came, the local women, came down to fetch water. And and then he produced himself up. And then the woman ran away to report in the neighboring village that somebody was in the river. And local people came, and he was crying for help. They came and drew him up, and saw that he had escaped from the army. They sort of dug a trench and hid him there, and then reported to the Ruwa'azi Queen Mother, the colonial police officer, that somebody by the name of Lapo has been is in the point of death, but still alive is here. And the Queen Mother, Makromafu, ordered that he should be brought back home at the Red Cross. That's how he escaped death. Now your question goes on to ask of what importance these people played. In those days, nothing very much is known of these, except that they were heroes. Two of them were heroes. And from him, therefore, Mbaimbae was born, and who, in fact, is the son of Fipa. He is also a known hero. During the reign of Mswati, he was among the warriors that went out expanding the Swazi kingdom, as you might have learned of him.
Do you know the names of any PMPs that he took part in?
I don't remember.
Those would be mainly against the Bakeli.
That's right, yes. That's right. And then, of course, it was during his, after the return from the war, that they were allowed to marry, because in those days he was married. And he got married and was staying somewhere near Lunzi, in the Banes area. Our homestead is Nkumuini. There he was established. There was the Lunzi, the main homestead for Manyumbani, and then Nkumuini for Mbaimbae, my friend, father. But these two brothers quarreled.
Now, before we go on to that, Prince, when they both were independent of each other at this point,
They were independent.
They were independent.
Right. Each had his own homestead.
Right.
Very independent. And but for some reason, Mangubana suspected that. In fact, Mangubana was attacked. Certain warriors came from the king. Now this was Mbanze, who attacked him, and he suspected that his brother must have reported him to the king, because when he was attacked, his brother was not attacked. That is, Mbaimbae was not attacked, and therefore said, "How is it that I'm attacked and you're not attacked?" And in those days, they were both good gunners, and they started quarreling. And in the Ruwa'azi Matulumafusha said, "No, you should not quarrel." According to Swazi law and custom, certain lands, areas, are reserved by His Majesty for distribution among his priest wives. And a certain area in the southern district, Shiselweni, had been allocated to a Jele woman who is, a Jele woman, and therefore, by and Bai had already been allocated an area. And then Lohuazi, in trying to settle the dispute, said, oh no, you shouldn't quarrel. You go to the area in the Shiselweni, which lies near the Ngohuma River, at Machintima. Machintima is a mountain. And then my father, my grandfather moved to that area.
Where the Nkosikati was?
That's where Nkosikati was located. And that must have been, if one traces history, this must have been, I say, about 1880 something. I'm not quite sure, but it's difficult to say exactly what time. Then my grandfather remained there, and then of course he had finished fighting and so on. So that was the main thing. Then my father, of course, after the death of my grandfather, took over. Whilst my grandfather was occupying that particular area, my father, in those days, of course, young men didn't just stay here, they stayed with the king here. My father was therefore living with the queen mother, Labo Tsibe, at Zombotsi. He was therefore doing the Ndlunkulu household work, plowing, and then when called upon, joining Amabutho to the fields and so on. And later on, when of course he took over from my father, my grandfather, he became one of the councillors and the supporters of the Lohuazi. They used to accompany up here when the present king was a minor, to all the important occasions, and when they were at home, they did whatever was expected of them by the king. But one of the main things that, of course, my father used to do, one thing, he was a poet, as far as a poet. He was very good at singing praises. And for this reason, he was used to be sent to these burial places to send cattle for offering, you know, their occasions when it is felt that we should offer sacrifice to the dead, and these cattle are driven over, and reports are made of whatever good there is in the country, prayers, you can't, all the wishes of the people pronounced there, requests are made to the majorities to help the country, and my father used to do this type of work because he was a very good poet, and at home, of course, he was a good farmer, a good businessman, farmer. He used to grow tobacco, cotton, maize, and all sorts of very progressive farmer. He had an irrigation farm which he requested His Majesty that the farm be constructed. constructed for him. The reason why he approached His Majesty was because in 1935 there was a serious drought, and the river he was using for irrigating his tobacco was almost dry, and the Dutch farmer who was right on top used all the water, and therefore my father asked that the furrow be constructed for him. There was possibilities of getting the furrow from the Isongani River. This was done, very fortunate to us who are living today, because the furrow is very useful. Now I'm using that furrow for irrigation. And we have now a branch of the Chinese working there. They're going to grow rice for the first time.
Really?
In that area, so that he left a fortune for us if we make use of it. Well, apart from that, he was a statesman, a historian. He knew all about his country, and apart from that, he cooperated with the government and with the missionaries.
Very progressively minded man. Now, can I ask you one or two questions?
Yes, sir.
This first quarrel between Bai and Manyabanya.
Bai and Manyabanya.
Was this before? I'm told that Manyabanya, when Lam Gangeni was killed, Manyabanya fought on the side of Lam Gangeni.
Yes.
Now, was this quarrel between Manyabanya and Bai before this or after that?
I think it must have been after.
After that.
Yes.
Nice. Now, and the other thing is, in this area where they were both placed, I was told by these Wane people that it used to be the and Klapas used to live in that area.
Klapa, yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
And so it was after the Mswati had fought with the Ntlapas.
That's right.
That Mbai and Manyabanya were placed in that area.
Now Lapu is the son of Sopoza.
I see.
He's the son of, and therefore a brother from Swati.
I see.
That's right.
I see.
And Lapu was allocated that area.
I see.
By the Njovugas.
Yeah.
And therefore it was by the permission of the king, Swati, that Ndlapu went and put up there.
I see.
These wonders fell under him. Mm-hmm. They've just now been allocated that area as their own area. It wasn't their own area.
I see. Yeah.
But these wonders, of course, in that when my father was just near in that area in Kumu, married one of the Zwanis.
Right.
And from here, it is where some of the queens come from. There are some of the Zwani queens. They come from that area.
Now, the mother of Mfipa and Ntlapu was who? Do you know her name? Sibongo.
She was a Jele.
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 That was the mother of.
Yeah, that's
Ice.
Right. Yeah.
And it was her. Was it her who was given the area in Shisalweni? Was it the mother of Ntlapu that was given the? Who was? You said that in the Shisalweni area, it was the an area had been set aside for the Nkosikati.
That's right.
Jere.
Yes.
Was this the same one as the mother of Nklapu, or was it a different one?
A different one.
That was a different
yes.
one, was it? I see. And was there any relationship between the two?
Yes.
What was
it? Were sisters.
Sisters.
Yes.
I see. I'm not sure what the normal thing is here. Wouldn't it have been the normal thing for the sons of that Jele woman to have controlled that area under normal circumstances? It is just the way. How is it that what happened to her sons when Mbai Mbai was placed in that area?
Yes. In that area, no. In that area, that particular area, which I said, is one of those areas which was reserved for distribution by the king.
Mm-hmm.
That area was controlled not by that time or anybody, but it was controlled by the Nduna of the king. It was controlled by Janisa Kumar, who was the Nduna of the king, such as Pushapi is.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
That Nduna was in charge of that particular area. It had not been allocated to anybody, and therefore it fell under the jurisdiction of his Majesty the King of those days through that particular Nduna. And therefore, when Mbai Mbai was sent to that area, whoever was a messenger sent there must have come to that particular Nduna to say that, well, I'm bringing here Mbwana Ngosi, so and so from His Majesty. He is now going to control this area. And therefore, the area from there fell under the jurisdiction of my grandfather Mbai Mbai, and therefore no more under the direct control of that particular Nduna.
So it was never under the Nkosikati itself, that area?
No, not in those days.
I see.
Not in those days.
I see.
It had not been allocated.
I see.
Yes. I see.
When Mswati attacked Mfipa, was this... I've heard that there was a number of quarrels between Mswati and his brothers.
Mm-hmm.
There was one between Mswati and Malambule. There was one between Mswati and Fogoti.
Yes, that is one.
That was the one, the Fogoti.
That was the Fogoti.
That's
right.
I see.
And Mfipa died on the mountains, just on the Mahambu Mountain.
I see. Near the old mission station.
That's right, above
there.
Yeah.
I see. Yes, of course, because they actually went to the missionary,
that's
didn't
right.
they?
That's right.
I see.
Yes.
Do you know the names of any, were any other Mtwan and Nkosi involved in this besides Mfipa and Fogoti? Do you know the names of any of the other Mtwan and Nkosi?
Well, I do not know anybody except Ndapu, who escaped.
When I was down at Mtlosheni, people at Eskoteni, the Shemane's people.
Down below.
Now they said they had also became involved in that battle too.
I see.
The Shemane's people. Have you heard of this at all?
No, I don't know.
No. Did you hear? Have you heard of anybody else being involved? Any other chiefs? You know.
No.
Because that's quite an interesting.
Yes.
What was the origin of the quarrel with Bugatti? Is it known what the origin is?
I don't know.
You don't know? There are one or two documents about this which throw a little bit of light on it. You know, the missionary wrote something about it at the time.
Oh, yes. I haven't seen the document.
Would you be interested to see
it? I would.
Should I send it to you?
Yes.
I'll send you a copy in that case, if you'd like.
Yes. How long are you staying?
Well, because I've lost my transport now, I'm going to have to leave fairly shortly, go back to England, get myself some more money, and then I'm hoping to come back in about 6 months' time, perhaps 12 months' time, to complete my work here.
I see. Of course, I was going to get some. I'll start with them. By and by. Is it on? Gomba ngomba zemithi yakanyangana. Makobisi sihlahla lo njengwaseveshe, makobisi sihlahla lo njengoba lomshisi. Kwevala ungasho indluzisha. Mukashimbana kaungakanani nangentendeni esandla ongalingani. Ngalunguza ubombo kuvela izikhalakhala. Kwenyakaziboni ngoba kusebusika kusehlo. Lo nde yamzimba ushiye bafukaza. Mati yakandaba wade izinkaba. Hlungela imnyama ngileli kamata. Angiyozwa mhlampe wezinkomane iyazwa mhlampe wezinyamazana. Ithisa kondo le nyamazana. Bamsimbo obombili kumalangeni. Malayita uvuthe unjengomethiso. Emkhathini yomethiso angilobobhana mathanda kugojagoja. Ngivula lo mbokodo sibophu sikushekise. Ugwaze indoda abeyisinyini. Kunaloku babeyisinye ngayiso. Goes by the one and you can draw a match of a soap. 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 See who by the sea, the matota, I am matota. So in us and a little in me. Matinidan such as a lamb than to live. That's Ganga Matana, remnant, still longs to go to Angua. Lomacola went to work with the Sindaba. Master Simbalunga Matuns is in Dab. Now everyone now Kaula go Kaula go away. The boy Kaula shame is even me. When's the corners of Pumloga? I'm solid at Namiswas. Then I saw a line course in a single Esse é o Sava Mfano Kujosu, Fabele de Makala de Mavili, Esse é o Tala da Kuma da Bale de Lengani da Kuka da Matolo, Ele Nani da Lua de Ndongan Duangua, Trouxe na Mesa Sam Fugulini, Wafundu Kasa o Kasa da Incomoscalo Mkasiso, Esse é o Tembakila Ndongan de Sutiga Tega Teliata, Sebala Bila Bafala de Nkosi se Sututinam Konto Otiki, So, mwana besela longa swa manse kuhlalelwa. Ebe uhlala umjuju kubafana befuni. Wafuna indabusha mntakandaba. Ayibisa neswazi ukuthi ngihlahlama. Wagika amagonsi amato afuna umphothosa kukhalekasana. Mahlala okhandelweni athwenzela amakhaya yaqwanisa kubalekela. Ngukhuzi wethambo inkomo yesoto sikhona. Geza ngenyongezu lamakhosi anageza ngesintelezo. Abusa ngendlala amakhosi nabusa ngemali. Buhlaselwa ngampondozi amaguqa ithe sibuhla besizwelelayo hlalelani abafana bakalobambona kuye kuyagudusa endleni yingwekhobalibhuke sumaphahlani usolakahlatshwako amsukwana bakubeka bengonyane yendlovu wabeka ungeyakhabeliswa kungasuka kwabelezindayo wathi ngidela egameni esibuthwe sakumgwabo lwamafumbasa wembatha ingubo sabambili eyayingengwe eyayingwenyama Sakushela na mamusi lawa nga usawati wa masu nini wanda. Iwe kusinda hawa ni wapala hati. Iwe kiti.
Fantastic.
Banza. La pecha la zoni zinda hawa. La pecha la ushaa kuhusa watabuwa watu. Usa minda luwakisa matota luwakisa pesu. Ati agandabu, ati isingababoni matota kukilini. Niko mikule pesu kwa kumapesu. Umu tundilu wapeche kama nesi kutesa kuno isi kwa suya bono gandaba bago nabi. Iniko mosele mwa iso lwa, kwa ita vwe ita wasile bachaswa kumambano ati ha, tami. Ini la pele uwe shomni wate, nuba shomni wate wana wama shashi mtambi. Uma buwa buwa uwe tami la matata kubalele. Isso lhe domina com o gênero, enquanto ele guarda, o meu sim dava, se esse abono no meu composto, com a força do composto. Ele maçou uma bonada. O senhor Mutins, né, que já tirou as pedras na selva, o senhor tinha um bico. O apeta ali, tu a puta um bico. Chata, só ser o cara uma copor. Uma busca, o leu, eu vou na minha segunda, eu ia luana, não me chalo, eu ia luana. Mamba, se colhe na missa, que a minha vida, que eu a copua em comunhão. Nalongu mwanya ote umatu na matu na wanda. Imbusu baba mbirenda ngweni ya lalele. Wapumu mapetwa benese. Wabona kwa mshifa kama busu onavele. Wakole sintaba sabuma pula sabuma supa ni sabuma shule. Wasibe sutu mburu mge ungele mbalegele askenkene neskaba basa kama busu nga za mkibetele. Yesu ugu hakaba alenga liyatu mmafifini. Aswe ntombi sono eza miyoba yobe. I'm telling you, I'm going to go to the house. 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 I'm going to Wakeni wa makuma uwezi ukabona usasala wiko kuselisi mbata sara zenzani sasara zibahawala na mtayusi ya bahawala. Hela gata mkabasha na aline bali gulumeli. Uwebuwe ukeni undo mandu wa magusu wangwani. Haa parati maka kamera bangwa yamba kwezi sindaba lato ya tiyusa. Semi ya makanze ni ngasi ya mponga tamini bangkalele zinembezi. Sebati ngubonga ya nile tamini logulu kwa lombezi. Ifulathe indlovu yangwane yamtshela umfobo ngoshiya kwinkomazi wahlangana nekileta bathi mfezuwe sintaba sasekuti lesinye sasimbini umehlwayenqinga lesinye sasimbica bahlosa lesi besimbingasigaqi umkhundo osakala kubheka besingeke makhakhamelo wakhakhamele zinkomo zikavezi mkhonune zikhwepha kusuke ezasi nolwandle kuyafuka phezulu emthini yingulungulu lemdlamini ngibone iqhuba zinkomo Ibone iziqhuba ehamba inkwamuza ngathi imidlamini leyonkulunkulu. Uma bozihla phela edlamini lezo nkomo zigodle imithi yokupahlala. Amagqaba ezinkuqu okungani lezo nkomo ngezabo mashini. Umbonile ke edlamini asawubashaya saphuma ehlambelweni ngakhohlwa sifayeke ngathi yedizinta. Wakasaba ngenjokozi zawolithi. ungasitholisangisho some of the sophos ukuhlamba sinjalo hayi wena umhlo kakhulu wehlula ungwane ukuhlelela ngamazi ngibona inkosi yangwane phelela
Mfipa was living where? He had an area, his area was down in near Mahamba, was it?
Did
he have an area?
At that time,
yes.
He was resident at the King's Crawl.
At the King's Crawl.
But he just went there, you know.
To flee.
That's right.
Yeah. Which King's Crawl was this? He was resident at?
Well, this was Enganeni before.
Was it Ntlapu who was first placed over where Dalela is?
That's
now?
Right.
Ntlapu was placed there.
Yeah.
After he escaped from being killed, then he went to the Royal Crawl, to the Nkosikati's Crawl, and then he was, after that, he was placed in that area.
In fact, Ntlapu, that's right. I may be making a mistake here. I think, I'm not sure whether Ntlapu, that's right, that is the first man who was located at
that area.
That's right. And with his two sons.
Who was Mbaye Mbaye's mother?
Mbaye Mbaye Nkambule.
Nkambule. Mbane's mother was? You're not sure. No, I should ask our elders for that.
Mbaye Mbaye's mother was Nkambule. The Nkambule is at the bottom of that's right at Mkwandu, you know.
Oh, yes,
you've been there. She came from there. She was a sister to Bantani's mother.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Bantani's mother was an Nkambule woman.
Yes.
Not actually Matola Matrisha. Matola Matrisha.
Is she in Nkambule? Was Matola Matrisha in Nkambule or not?
She was.
She was. I see. Somebody else.
Mm.
Now, before Ntlapu was placed in that area, who was controlling that area before?
Here.
Yes. Have you any idea?
I have no idea. But I can assume that it was one of those unallocated areas held by the Nduna, direct from the royal residence through an Nduna, a direct Nduna, like Puthap is holding an area in the Eximbotse.
The reason I asked, was because particularly in this early period of Swazi history, when Somhlolo comes up to Elangeni, some of the Sotho people who are here
that's
flee,
right. Yes.
And some of them stay, and then sometimes Somhlolo places another chief in the area where either that has been left vacant by the Pedi, or he places a chief over and above the Sotho.
When I say it must have been unallocated,
yes,
and was under the direct control of Nduna, is not that it was empty, there were no people there.
Yes.
For instance, the Zwanis were there, the others were there, but no specific allocation. Such as sending an Mdwana Ngozi or allocating to a definite chief. It was one of those which was still awaiting for allocation, but controlled by Induna, a certain Induna, from placed there, from who is directly controlled by the king, and reports to the king, like say Pusa. Did you go to, for instance, Ngololwane?
No. Which place is this? Who is this?
Ngololwane is Mkhosa, Zulu.
Oh, no. Because I was going, because, hang on.
Sanzile wenzubuhle kubuye esizweni. Wawuyothenga iingubo ezinhle ezimhlophe zamaduna kagwayi. Wenzela khona zakwembatha amesiwazi. Waphatha isikhaya esinamandla sikaswide kwengubo koyayo. Wahlasela izinkomo zakwamlando. Wadla izinkomo zakwamlando. Wadla amathole wathi salukazi ziza kubabhelela. Luhlunguhlungu lungananga lungone. Olonabela ngaphakathi kwesigodlo. Amakhosikazi kalondubela lubabasa. Awuzibofu sinjengezegwalagwala ezikamqandameni kazwide kongube koyako. Nkosi, ndlovukazi.
Very good.
Lo ndubeya mnenekazi mfazi wakhe thomabele mali. Lo ngqongezibofu sowushaya amaduna sogidile. Wawuye kwendeya wasuke wasima ngeguma laphendula imthando emlili labukubisile. Iwangwang sosiba kumadoda. Ahleli madoda kwayenda buze. Nakusuka kweso kunene kuya ngosokhohlwe emadodeni. Indlovu kayizimbela amagweba embela ngezinye izindlovu. Kula magangada nalamisi izindlovana. Sithole esihle sakalansibande sasinekusuka kumadodeni. Sathengwa umjokofu mlangeni. Wasibona sithenga amahiya namahlulu. Kehle kehle kuzwa isandlwane sihlanga abafana basesanga. Sasingisembabaya simafuna amadokonya. Ndlovukazi, inkosi yomakhosi.
That was who?
Sumben. Jiba.
Jiba.
Which one do you want?
Do you
shop some
devils? No.
I'll just sing my. No one assumes the pendulum in us, it seemed that was if we did. Since I know Jim, no stuffer and Chabanko was in your home, is my gentleman from the Makota. Uncle was his heat and band aside in the lip. The seals was a matot and a matat. Bombs the left of all or all and a bomb for me. We can see the matto. Go see my course. Lomani yasemkhondweni lwahabula abafazi nabantwana amadoda asinda ngamagonsi okusibayekela. Wena wavela ngentamo phakathi kwamakhosikazi namalangela. Wathena imfezi abambili. Enye wathi uyawudlonga ujojo kubafana bekufinyela. Enye wathi uyawudlonga abafana bakamkhaya. Yinto lomani mazinyelusayo. Ingagodogodo ukwakhovana lokwethiya isikhova sabathakathi. Ingasikhizane sezimpuku. Inezintuthwane zonezitiye semkhontweni bezihlama. Imbabala bayibona emavuna ndisemdini. Waphatha udondo lokugqubu lamakhosikazi. Ungophethe isishini njengendoda. Nkosi Ndlovukazi. Lupalo mafa manzabovu inyathele imbabane yadungana kwembi bemali base bayamangala. Mkhathazi wendlala kuvela inala, mkhathazi wenala kuvela indlala. Kulo mgalajelo wakithi lwagalajelwa isikhulu sakangwane kuna sangane kula sangkhondwe
Ndlovukazi usiye makhosi
so sephula uhlephula amakhosikazi uyotshengisa umbabane ngaphezu kwezintaba njengendlela encumbo ncumbo sito siyaphusa sayishiwo edabeni somahahlaka ungakanani angento endengisandla ungalingani qupho waqakathisa umnguni wenzela amasayitheni khonasa ngumbalekele umuntu abakasikhombisani nakhona sihlalele ndlovukazi isiso
I
kiss you
at the river. No more.
Yeah. And then he kiss mother again. I'm sure I don't think it's good or true. Lost so much in my credits. Oh, I don't want to have any sinner. In this land, the sort of things I've been with. What's going on? Nothing of karate. I'm going along and I eat long and I know. Mahlala ngiyobala lo njengentsanzane intsanzane lethe kumakhokha amini ukabathokoze embalo bamba uthokoze amaflash cookers siyakuncumisa wamemeza amagqondo amagqondo asethuka ethuka nje wena ngashiya kwentsanzane usuke kalo sitha wahlala ye wahlalwana nazela wahlala endolini yesibofu indongo yesibofu ezasihlala amankenjane ngingiwa ngasomankenjane ngamadina kangwane ngoba sizifunga wendango lethu kanti sizifunga umhlangano sizisifisa okhulunywe ngiqinela ndovuka ngo
uya kuyisusela phansi la komkhulu
naniku ukufika na khona nje ukufikela ukho nenda yona nanake kho
wakhe kaluhle esuka kaluhleko bomkhulu bayaba lapha emotshana okugoxwene kaloo ntundu inyalo sesilusakalala ngoba nesuka mini la ugoqweni ngaye entelaswane ningisuka entelaswane sengiphinde ngiyabuya la loku sikhuluma nawe nje sengila embabane ila esikomplaza kuphela le ngikwadini
Sorry, so far years narrated is fully finished, so in which Nanda Panic Market is so short of Palamo.
Can you tell me anything about the
Malazas
at that time?
I'm taking a hand to catch the Malazas
with Wawinja, but they mean just. Matthew, I'm called Kaleva Pulu, we're looking anymore. Into nganna kayiqile lokuyibuta
kusho nje lokwadiwa ukumbula
ngoba phela into lo ekhumbulawo into lo wawuyibuta kulabadala futhi ngisahleli lapha bosomhlolo babahleli kanjani manje ngangayibuti le ngoba ngangayiqikeleli ukuthi itawubani itawube hlalihlale kune
somhlolo nanekwenanakhe bakhe
bebakhe kahle
nhlanganisweni bakamasweba
bebavelwe bakhe indawo yinye ngoba kwakungemancane
kuze amasamane
bayamandla amane bakamasela nakhele
nathi singawemalaza
So they were controlled by the Maseka, was it?
And but we were Maseka.
Yeah.
What? The previous form was that Kekse were Maseka and Apache, while it's like in the past of Maseka.
The senior's book.
They must have one of them was for good to put their minimal body, but what was cool to see.
Ba kwa se ba apuma, se pe tanga la.
a mortar.
Oh, it's when they came back in the way we had to say, you were a pig instead of a mortar. They were still wearing a mortar.
Into the night, good time, and come cool with the old Tiasi.
They came here in a way of seeking refuge.
I see.
Mind, again,
Sabugeni bagunga tasani ne bagangozo ne bagampogani kuto kaso wamba wamba siba tasani la bafana.
According to the instructions given by friends and father, they were not.
Was it in his lifetime? Was it during his
lifetime?
That's okay.
Ekaya Ngenxa yale mbotshane ngabona ukuthi basekhona embaphile